And today we are zooming out of Virginia Beach, looking at the Virginia area as a whole and the hiking community. And who better to do that than our guest today, Meg Moore. Meg is a freelance photographer at Naturally Whimsy Photography, had an opportunity in 2022 to partner as a blogger and photographer for the Virginia Department of Wildlife Resources. She visited the different regions of Virginia, capturing photos of wildlife, and currently practices as a freelance photographer. And when she's not busy, which isn't very often, but nevertheless, when she does get some time, you will find her out on the trail. Meg, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, we're super, super excited to have you on, especially considering all the topics we've covered here in the Virginia area, in Virginia Beach specifically. I understand you're not from Virginia Beach area technically. Would you mind sharing us where you're from? And of course, what inspired you to check out the Virginia Beach and Virginia trails here in the area?
Yeah, so, well, I was born in Virginia, but then I grew up in New Jersey until I was about 12, and then my family moved back to Virginia. So I'm from the Shenandoah Valley, which is farther away from the coast. But I've been living here for just over 20 years, and I love Virginia. It's just so diverse. But I first went to Virginia Beach with my sister years ago. We went to First Landing State Park and stayed in a cabin, which was lovely. And then I had no idea that was a state park. And so we hiked a little bit before I got really into hiking. And then after that, it was really the Department of Wildlife Resources sharing the different bird and wildlife loops, which are the trails that they have, a whole system across the state. So I did three of the loops that are closer to the coast, all in 2022. So I did a lot of visiting. I think I went to the coast 5 or 6 times in 1 year, which is a lot.
Wow.
For me to do a lot of hiking. Yeah.
Do you track your mileage?
I do. I have no idea what the mileage was. I think my top mileage, it was either False Cape State Park or First Landing State Park. I did almost 30 miles in 1 day.
Wow.
Because it's so flat. So
yeah,
you don't realize how many miles you're getting in.
Absolutely.
Yeah, a little bit easier there.
Sure. Well, Meg, that is super, super awesome. We're excited to dive into that with you today. But first, I'd love to start off with your journey into hiking and photography. I understand that started in your college years. Can you tell us more about those initial walks in the woods and how they sparked your passion and curiosity for wildlife and photography as a whole?
Yeah. Oh my goodness. So I went camping for the first time and it was just car camping. So I had my tent set up right next to my car in Shenandoah National Park when I was in college. And I was with somebody at the time and they were just like, hey, let's go camping. And I was like, yeah, okay, whatever. And then went camping, which was awesome. I heard owls at night and that in itself was just magical. And then went hiking. I didn't know at the time. I just kind of walked down the Appalachian Trail and back. And I kept thinking like, oh, I want to go farther. I want to do a little bit more. So that kind of sparked it, just getting out there. I didn't even know that I liked it until I got out. And then I took a few courses with a professor at James Madison University. And he still remains my favorite professor, just the way he talked about the environment mixed with literature just also sparked some curiosity in me. And then I feel like everyone goes out these days with their phone cameras and they're taking pictures. And I was trying to do like more artsy pictures. And I thought, well, this is a lot of fun. So I used to have a cheap camera and then kind of evolved into getting a nicer camera and playing around with editing software. So all of that kind of melded together into what I do now.
I love that. And like with most of our initial journeys, they start off a little bit by accident, right? You just kind of happenstance, you know, kind of pop up in and now you're car camping and now you're taking photography. Now you're pulling from, you know, inspiration of your literature classes. I'm curious for you, Meg, are there any works or quotes or authors that you really look to for inspiration when you're going to, you know, before you go out on a big hike or perhaps your next project for, you know, photography?
Oh, that's a great question. My favorite book will probably always be Pilgrim at Tinker Creek by Annie Dillard. And it's super poetic. It's one of those books you can go back to and read over and over again and pick apart and get pieces of inspiration because she's very artistic in the way she writes. So that definitely, I go back to that. And then I also really enjoy nonfiction works. So before I went out and backpacked along the Appalachian Trail, I read a book by Derek Lugo, and it's called The Unlikely Hiker or The Unlikely Through Hiker. I can't remember. But he talks about his through hike on the Appalachian Trail. So stories like that where someone else has done kind of what you're going to do. So they're kind of giving you inspiration, but also their take on things. So you kind of know what to expect. I like reading things like that as well.
I love that. Having a guide or resource of somebody who's put in the work, who's done it before and survived to tell the tale. 'Cause you read some of those books about, Mount Everest or those really scary mountains and you're like, oh, I'm not sure if I want to do this. So yeah. And I understand, throughout your college years, you kind of really honed your craft, started doing photography and also just figuring out, what type of hikes you enjoyed and the type of pace you wanted to be a part of and the type of nature you want to be inspired by. Are there any moments that stand out to you that were really impactful, whether at a specific location or a specific season of transition for you that stands out as being really a definitive moment in the way it shaped your life and your business overall?
Oh, I love that question. I don't I won't say that there's one specific location. I will say that just getting out there, it's kind of like when people say the hardest part of going to the gym is getting there. It's the same for most things in life. I feel like the hardest part is getting out there and trying it. I love hiking in all seasons because each season has its special quirks. When you live in Virginia, it's a place that has, snow, you got springs, so you have all of the seasons. So when you go out hiking in the snow, it's awesome to be the first one out there and see little paw prints. You can tell what animals have been there, things like that. But I will say that I draw the most inspiration, like continuously getting out there and learning to do things at your own pace. So not a specific location, but learning about yourself by getting out there, I would say, is more important for me.
Absolutely. I mean, going out in nature, being by yourself in a lot of circumstances or with a small group of people, with no cell service to distract you, right? It's definitely a great opportunity for to unwind and be an outlet. Now, absolutely. Yeah. So in 2022, I'm very curious. You worked as a blogger and a photographer for the Virginia Department of Wildlife Resources, which is no small feat in and of itself. It's a small sentence, but it is a huge impact, especially considering just how much there is to cover. Like you mentioned, 30-mile walk on one of your projects. What was the experience like for you overall, and how did it shape your photography style when it came to shooting, outdoors?
Oh man, it was awesome. So I started out, I was asked to do the job, which was awesome. I started out just continuing my hikes and I enjoy watching wildlife. I'm no expert by any means, but I like to go out and learn about, different wildlife, the different regions of Virginia. So they invited me to, and a lot of people say that they lose enjoyment once their hobby becomes their job, but I found it to be the opposite almost. So this was now
Interesting.
kind of like a job for me to travel and to take photos and to learn about the things I was taking photos of. But I was also told like, oh, we'd like you to focus on looking for these birds, or we'd like you to focus on different little things here and there. And I feel like it just helped me become even more adventurous, and it helped me find the little hidden gems that you wouldn't normally find. So a lot of people will use apps like AllTrails to go find new hiking trails. But if you go to the Department of Wildlife Resources website, they have all these trails that so many people don't know about, or little wildlife preserves, areas like that, which are so lovely to visit, and they're almost hidden on that website. And then through going to these areas, I learned more about photography using the different settings on my camera, or taking into account like, oh, the sun sets at this time, the sun rises at this time. I have to make sure I have enough natural lighting. And then a lot of it is sitting around and waiting, which can be difficult for me because I love to hike. So I'd have to sit there and wait for, a certain kind of bird, or maybe I saw one, but it's way over there and I'm going to wait for it to come over here so I can try and capture a shot of it. And even that isn't guaranteed. So there's a lot of patience that you learn while you're out there.
Yeah, absolutely. Especially when it comes to the unpredictable and you're trying to capture a moment, I'm sure it can take quite a bit of time.
Yes, definitely.
Did you have a favorite piece of equipment or possibly maybe during that time, maybe a favorite snack or memory that stands out to you as being something that you really enjoyed and savored while you were out working on those various projects?
Oh my gosh, this one spot that I always remember, it's not a piece of equipment or a snack, but I still wanted to include it because I just enjoyed it so much. I forget which trip I was on, but it's somewhere in the Virginia Beach area. It's this restaurant that has these carrot cake milkshakes. I don't know if you've heard of this place. I was so excited to go try it, but I think it's called Simple Eats. Anyways, that place had the best milkshakes.
Oh wow.
I
don't think we've covered that yet. Yeah. What kind of milkshakes you said?
Carrot cake milkshakes.
Carrot cake milkshakes. I'm gonna have to Google that now while we continue this conversation.
So good. But when you're out there hiking after like a long day, especially if it's summer or spring and you're hot, getting a little treat like that is just, oh, it is so good. Even better than on a normal day.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm trying to think. So there's like traditional, do you mind if I follow this rabbit trail with you here, Meg?
Oh, no, not at all.
So I know there's like the yard, the shack that like focused on dessert specific. Was it like a restaurant or was it one of those freestanding like dessert only shops?
Oh, no, it was a whole restaurant.
Okay, interesting. We'll have to connect after the episode. I'll include it in the link below. But yeah, that sounds so much fun. Especially after hiking too, right? I mean, you're burning thousands of calories. Is that a fair estimation of what you're doing? And then you're getting in your car and driving because you're technically leaving work and you're probably in need of some nourishment for sure. So yes. I love that. I appreciate you shouting out Virginia Beach in that way. That's really special. So I understand once you finish that project, you have gone on to pursue other projects. Would you mind sharing with us, and for those interested in maybe possibly following your work outside of the episode and checking you out, what other type of projects have you been working on? And then, of course, would you mind sharing with us possibly what an average day looks like for you when it comes to your creative journey and process through, you know, creating the photography that you do?
Sure. So before I kind of started the business, I wanted to practice and build up a portfolio. And I have some really lovely friends that have some really pretty cars. So one of the first projects I did was just car photos and detail shots. And that's totally unrelated to hiking. But that's kind of where I started. And then I did portraits of people, so family photos. And then what else have I? And then, of course, wildlife photos, which I still do. But I've been doing a little more of the portraits and the cars. So I'll go to drag races and things like that and get some shots and then edit those and share them. But mostly now it's family portraits, couples portraits, things like that. And I love to do them in natural light outside. So I'm always finding new places or trying to find new places to take people and we'll get their photographs. Yeah. And then I forgot what the second half of your question was.
No, you're good. I was just chasing the evolution of your brand and your inspiration. It's incredible. So when you look at the future of your photography business and the landscape that you're pursuing, is there anything on the horizon that you're looking forward to or any exciting things we can be on the lookout on your social media platforms for?
Oh, yeah. You know, I have no idea. Much like my personal life, there's so much spontaneity and that's what I love. So like sometimes I'll be like, oh, I'm going to go out on this hike. And then I end up going somewhere completely different. But I would love to continue the portraits. Just capturing moments with people, especially families, is very, very sweet. And especially if it's somewhere outside that's meaningful for them or for me and I can share it with them, things like that, I think is very, very special. But really, in the grand scheme of life, I have no idea. I just love doing photos. I love chatting with people and I love traveling. If I can kind of put all those things together, then Why not?
I love it, Meg. That's such a testament to your journey overall and to your the way in which you approach your life. It's just like, hey, one trail to the next. You know, if we discover something new, we're gonna pursue it, even if it's 30 miles and we have to do a carrot cake milkshake afterwards.
Yes, exactly.
I love what you touched on. This is our next section of just, you know, understanding the community component as well, because we connected online, and now we're having a conversation and technically in person, mostly on Zoom. So I'll count it up as a real conversation. The digital landscape has provided an opportunity for people to come together like never before. I'd love to know, like, for you during your time of hiking and photography, you know, especially with, you know, at places like First Landing State Park, has there been any things that stand out to you from the community that have inspired or possibly influenced the way in which you, you know, take your photos and of course, blog and share your stories with them?
Oh, yes. So Instagram is, I used to live on Instagram, really. Not so much now. I still kind of do. But anyways, I've chatted with so many people about hiking and photography and just life in general. I have some people I would call my friends that I've never met in person, but I still consider them friends.
Sure.
And I definitely take inspiration from them. So I've chatted with people about all sorts of things. And I definitely take that into account when I go out and do photos. So some people will ask me for things, like photos of things, which I'm always happy to do. Most of my clients that I do photography works for, I've met most of them on Instagram, I feel like. And I even have some hiking friends that I have met through Instagram. So that piece of social media has been super helpful. And I think it is for most photographers and hikers these days that decide to share their things. And then, my mind went over there again. I thought of something else I wanted to share. And when I started Naturally Whimsy Photography, I decided, I'll reach out to a couple other photographers in the area and just introduce myself. And, you know, if anyone wants to collaborate or anything, that'd be awesome. And I ended up chatting with one other photographer in my general area, and she is so lovely. And we've kind of bounced back ideas with each other, which I think is great. There should be more of that sort of collaboration in the world.
No, absolutely. I completely agree. And just having those conversations really helps tell a better story narrative for places that a lot of folks, you know, they might not have all the time in the world to go and check out every single state park, but they may be here for a weekend or a week trip. And they're like, hey, but what's the one or two that we want to visit? And I'll add a disclaimer in the word of Jessica Browser, who I follow on Instagram as well.
Yes.
we want to take care of our state parks. So for those of you who are looking to come, definitely follow all the state local guidelines to help preserve the wildlife, because it is extremely important. I think you'll probably connect with her as well. She's a great resource in the hiking community as well.
Yes. Yeah. We've chatted a few times. Haven't met yet, but it's going to happen.
same here. Yeah. I've just been messaging on Instagram. With that said, Meg, I understand you got a lot going on, a lot of great projects. So we're going to go ahead and transition to our rapid fire section question. So these questions are quick and fast. You, of course, are welcome to expand upon these or share as little or as much details as you would like. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right, Meg. First question. Do you prefer sunrise or sunset hikes?
Oh, sunrise.
Would you like to expand on that?
I just feel like they're both great, but sunrise, then you have the whole day. So you get up early, watch sunrise, get to where you're going. It just feels so good to me. And then you have the whole day if you want to keep hiking or if you want to go back to sleep.
Love it. Love it. Next one for you, Meg. Favorite Virginia hiking spot? And we'll preface this with if you have a favorite region as well, because I know there are so many. And you've covered them all in your blogs, which, by the way, will be linked in the description below for all the folks to check out all the wonderful places you've explored.
I'm gonna go with there's a hike in Shenandoah National Park called Bear Fence. And that one's probably my favorite.
Love it. Love it. What is one word to describe your photography style?
Ooh, that's a good question. I don't know. I want to say, that's two words. How about subtle?
We can go two words. We can go two words.
I was going to say like subtly vibrant.
Subtly vibrant. I like it. I like it. That's nice. All righty. Most unexpected wildlife encounter.
Oh, bobcat in Stanton River State Park.
Oh, please tell. What happened?
Is that right? Stanton River State Park? I think that's right. Okay, so this is a cool story. Anytime I go to a state park, I try to hike as much of the trail system as possible. So I was just hiking around and I passed by a couple that had a very small dog and they were like, hey, just so you know, back there, there's a bobcat. And I was like, oh, okay. So I was nervous. Naturally, I've never seen a bobcat. It's kind of a large cat. So I got my phone out and was holding it up and taking a video of myself as I'm walking because I'm nervous. And I'm like, this is going to help me feel better. And I catch myself on video seeing the bobcat. So I got my silliness captured on video. It's on my Instagram. But anyways, she was way down the trail and she had a baby she was carrying by the scruff of their neck, which was just the most incredible thing to see. So wow. I kept my distance and I watched her and the baby would kind of scurry around. And then she saw me and I was like, ooh. And the I got that bristly feeling and I thought, okay, it's time for me to turn around and leave.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
But then I ended up going down back the way I came and I connected with the family of four. It was a mom, a dad, and two kids. And I explained to them what I just saw. And I was like, can I accompany you guys and see if maybe I catch her from the other side? So I went around and they were like, yeah, sure. And we ended up chatting for like a few miles and never did see the bobcat again. But it was a really cool visit.
Yeah. Wow. What a crazy story, especially anytime you come in contact with something a little bit more bigger and aggressive than a normal house cat, right?
It's
definitely more, very memorable. Mm-hmm. Nick, do you have a favorite or go-to snack while on a hike?
Oh, I always have something with peanut butter in it. If it's not just the jar of peanut butter and a spoon, I always have to have peanut butter.
Peanut butter. Yeah. That's a great protein.
Yep.
Do you have a dream photography location or a scene in which you would call a dream place to shoot and take photos at?
Oh, no, I don't. But that's such a good question. I feel like I should have an answer for it.
It's all good. I know you like to shoot natural light. So maybe something that has natural light, trees, and maybe a family component of, you know, someone sharing joy with a family or loved ones or something, maybe.
Yeah, no, I don't. Probably, I would probably pick a national park somewhere, but there are so many I want to visit that, I'm not sure.
No worries. Do you have any, when it comes to drinks in general, is coffee your go-to or do you prefer tea on hikes?
Ooh, you know, I don't bring either on a hike. When I went backpacking, I had, I really enjoyed the little Starbucks packets of coffee that you just mix in some hot water. And I like to do so one of those within a hot cocoa packet. And that's really good. I don't normally take that on normal hikes, but if I'm backpacking for a couple of nights, then I really like to do that.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Awesome. Well, Meg, this has been a really wonderful conversation. We appreciate you jumping on the podcast to share with us your journey and the work that you're doing. This segment of the show is all about you. I'm going to roll out the virtual red carpet. Please share any final thoughts, any special messages or upcoming events that you want to promote. The floor is all yours.
Oh, thank you so much. Well, thank you for having me on. This has been a lovely chat. I don't know what's coming for the future. I've had talks with some friends about another long distance hike, maybe on the other side of the country, not this coming summer, but next summer. But other than that, I know that there's going to be more traveling for me. I'm going to try and finish the Virginia State Parks in the next year or two. But other than that, it's really to be decided. And there will be some spontaneous trips kind of in there as well.
So I love we'll that. So very exciting. And definitely go and check out Meg's links in the description below to see all the wonderful things she's going on. Thank you, Meg, for the conversation. And of course, thank you all to our dedicated listeners checking out another episode of Discover Virginia Beach podcast. We hope you found some value in it. If you're watching on social media or checking out the podcast app, go ahead and leave a review, leave a comment. If there's anything, any other questions you want me to ask or any feedback, we are always open to that. And with that said, that ends this episode, and we hope to all catch you all in another episode very soon.